Outside, my guy is trying to find a little spare time. Unwind with me a minute, I got red wine. No lies, this is too far. Let's put the tunes on. Oh, out, I wanna see what you make me do. And how I know you think it may be too soon. Come round and show me what you got. I heard you wanna be in the driver's seat, so keep up. And do you promise me that you'll honor me? Don't give up. Cause it feels right. And if I follow you, I know that I should hesitate. But it feels right. I'm just a part of you. Gives me a taste. I know I'm great. But it feels right. If I follow you, I know that I should hesitate. But it feels right. I'm just a part of you. Gives me a taste. I know I'm great. But it feels right. My eyes don't stare unless you're ready now to make it. Upset, I wouldn't take you for the shy type. Not yet, but then again, who knows? Honey, there's no ties, no net. You gotta follow with your instinct. What's next? No sense in trying to find reason. No regret, and nothing set in stone. I heard you wanna be in the driver's seat, so keep up. And do you promise me that you'll honor me? Don't give up. Cause it feels right. And if I follow you, I know that I should hesitate. But it feels right. I'm just a part of you. Gives me a taste. I know I'm great. But it feels right. If I fall, I know that I should hesitate. But it feels right. I'm just a part of it. Gives me a taste. I know I'm great. But it feels right. If I fall, I know that I should hesitate. But it feels right. I'm just a part of it. Gives me a taste. I know I'm great. But it feels right.
What's up, everybody?
We are back again. Hoping everybody's doing fabulously as always.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good things. It's a Friday. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up on some stuff.
That's okay. But hoping everybody's having a good Friday, and if anybody has any fun plans for the weekend or good plans at all.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so anyways. Because do weekends really matter?
That's true. For most of us, not really.
Yeah, for at least quite a few. I mean, if you have the standard 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, I think weekends are important. But then a large percentage of us, I don't know about the majority, but a very large percentage of us, really weekends don't mean anything. Like, I work weekends, so, oh, it's the weekend. Like, okay, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, that's the way it is now anymore.
It's
true.
There's
no 9 to 5, white picket fence.
There still are, in theories, but of course you have the standard white picket fence. What does it take to afford the white picket fence anymore? Like it used to be, from what I understand, of course, reading different books and articles about this, countless ones, about how it used to take one income to be able to buy a house and support a whole family. Yeah, not anymore. It hasn't been that way for since before I was born. I understand 1981 is really when things shifted, and it's just
that was the big shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the whole trickle down economics is going to make everything better. Like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't trickle down to anybody.
Yeah. No, it didn't. Not yet, anyway.
Well, what we are starting to see, actually, economists, those who are paying attention to the economy, since the White House, the Joe Biden White House, has actively been shutting down trickle-down economics and turning for, like, well, let's actually build from the bottom up. And it's working. It's actually starting to work.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum wages are starting to go up. National minimum wage hasn't gone up yet. But basically, standard jobs, standard salaries are going up. Overtime has actually come back. Like, you're not going to be, if you have a job, you're not forced to work overtime for no extra pay.
Right.
No more. That's illegal now. So it's good stuff. So thank you to the Biden White House.
Yeah, well, they used to say it as far as with management like that, oh, it's salary.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get paid overtime, traditional time and a half.
Yeah.
Because you get bigger bonuses.
Yeah, you told me this. Explain this to our listeners. You told me this yesterday.
Yeah, because like if you're just kind of on the bottom rung,
yeah,
and you're an employee, you get paid time and a half. But if you're management or middle management and you're a salaried worker, which is okay if you're say manager of say a sales department or whatever, could be anything, you get paid a certain number every year of you get paid, let's just put it out there, $50,000 a year,
okay,
or $100,000 a year in order to do this job. Whether it takes you 20 hours or 40 hours or 60 hours or 80 hours, this is how much you're going to get paid. That's it. Take it or leave it. And usually with management, it's always longer than 40 hours because there's always just something coming up because you're squeezed from both sides. You're squeezed from the bottom. People ask you questions and you're squeezed from the top.
Sounds like people burning always, the candle at both ends. In
people
some ways.
Always telling you what to do or implementing a new strategy or whatever. So it's always more than 40 hours. So if you work, say, average 50 hours a week, you don't get paid, quote unquote, time and a half for those 10 hours that you worked. What they would say is, well, it will reflect in your bonus, your yearly bonus.
Now, how would the bonus reflect in comparison to what overtime would be?
I don't know.
I would understand it's a case by case thing.
Yeah. It's all varied.
Yeah. From what I'm understanding, it's like what you're saying, it sounds, because I know yesterday you told me is that for a lot of companies, the bonus would be better than what overtime would be.
Yeah, the people I knew, they definitely got better bonuses than if they were due time and a half.
Which is
but
great.
But that was very few people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it also, with that strategy, the company's able to hold on to people longer too because if, instead of just saying, you know what, I got a job offer, I got what I got this week in pay, I want to start looking around for more stuff or a better job, you know, and then you get an offer, I'm out of here, as to opposed to, well, you know what, I'm not going to go anywhere because my bonus, I don't know what my bonus is going to be.
Yeah.
I liked what it was last year, so I'm hoping it's going to be as good as it was this year. So you're foregoing what could be even better.
There you go. And that's the
And you're
issue.
Stagnating perhaps.
Yeah, that's the issue from what I'm understanding. The point is, like, I'm happy for the people you knew that their bonuses were that much better, which is wonderful. That's not the norm. From what I understand, they weren't getting overtime and they weren't getting any bonuses. And they also had to sign non-compete agreements, which means that if they were offered a better job, they couldn't accept it.
Right.
So it's like
that's
basically
that's
illegal now. So
that's illegal now. Thank God.
I say thank you, Biden White House.
Yeah.
They're saying you can't do this. This is worker abuse.
That wasn't cool. Yeah.
Yeah. This is abuse. You can't do this.
Yeah. You can't tell people to do like that.
Oh, but they could for about a little more than 40 years. Again, before I was born, this became the norm. Not anymore.
Yep.
Thank you, Biden White House.
So, what else you got?
Well, I got this. I know I've got a couple of these, couple of pieces of news that have to do with outer space. One of them tech.
Okay.
I know you're big on tech. You're my tech boy.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there's the Voyager, NASA Voyager, which was sent out into outer space. Again, before I was born, I think.
Right.
I don't know if that was sent out. I actually didn't look to see when it was sent out. But it has been sent out. Yeah, NASA Voyager. Let me look it up. It's been sent out decades ago. It was, when was Jimmy Carter president?
Wow, that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see. It was sent out. Just a second. I will tell you. I should have looked this up, but I didn't. Of course not. It was actually sent out on, by the looks of it, in 1977. I feel like it was earlier than that. I don't know. But yeah, it was, it's been out for decades. And all of a sudden, they, you know, the NASA would be able to send signals to it, send messages to it, and NASA and the Voyager 1 will be able to send messages back. There's Voyager 2 that comes out too. It will send messages back. Well, Voyager 1's messages back started being gibberish a while ago.
Yeah.
And not sure what the deal is. Well, NASA, again, did their homework, kept trying to send messages. And based on this gibberish, they were able to find out that it was an, first, it was an internal chip, and then were able to track it down even more than that. It was, the problem was one computer chip within this internal chip. Oh. They'd actually sent NASA, this, mind you, the Voyager 1 is 15 billion miles away at this point. It's
wow.
Outside of our, there's a bubble around our galaxy, outside of the,
that's
it
cool.
Surrounds the sun, surrounds all of the planets, surrounds everything here. It's past that. It's gone past that a while ago. Well, they were able to send a message to, it's a workaround they sent on April 18th. That workaround, NASA saw that it got to the Voyager 1. And they got confirmation back on April 20th. Good news is that the Voyager 1's communication systems are right back up and running.
No more gibberish.
No more gibberish. So there's a picture. There's actually a cool picture online of NASA. You know, people sitting around a table just smiling ear to ear and cheering. Because they can communicate with the Voyager 1 again. Gesundheit again.
Excuse me.
My sneezy
wow.
Bear.
They're not kind.
No, they're not. Allergy season is tough.
Yeah.
But I knew you would appreciate that because you're a tech. You're a techie.
Yeah. I am.
You get it.
But it is amazing.
Yeah.
Those pictures that it took, how long, I'm sure it takes a few years to get to us, back to us.
Well, the way what I was reading about in this article was saying that it takes almost 24 hours to send a message to the Voyager 1.
That's quick.
And to get the message back. Relatively quick, yeah. So it was saying, like, if you think having to talk to customer service,
right?
But for, you know, IT customer service, you think it takes forever? This takes even longer. Because,
wow.
Again, it's 15 billion miles away, as in with
but
a B.
But I thought it would take longer. I thought it would
nope.
take, like, a day or two.
Nope. But
a week or two.
Technically, not quite a day.
Still good.
But, yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. I think so.
But good news, they're able to reestablish contact. It's the Voyager 1 is now in the space that's called the Place Between the Stars.
It's cool. It's out in no man's land.
Yeah, basically. But that's the whole thing, too. It's finding out, is this no man's land? This is outside of our galaxy. It is past our galaxy. It is outside. Is there, of course, there are other galaxies. But are there other species that we can communicate with?
Other intelligent species.
Exactly. And then also intelligent species. What's your definition of intelligence?
Right. My definition of intelligent species?
Sure, let's hear it.
Is species that don't want to talk to us.
You know what? I could see that. Well, I happen to find at least some of us, like the two of us, delightful.
We are delightful.
But that could be ego talking again.
What I'm saying is they could listen. I'm not going to say that, but would they want to actually talk to us? Like, hey, come on over.
Yeah.
Let's have a, you know, cup of goikel with this. Because we don't know what goikel is.
What is goikel?
We don't know.
Oh, you're saying they're saying that we should have a cup of goikel with them.
Yeah, go see them.
So you're saying they have something like
and
a
we don't
drink.
Even know what their house looks like.
We don't. Do they even have houses?
Well, what they consider a house, what would that be?
I don't know.
Could be like, you know, molten lava.
It could be. That's a possibility.
You know.
Which, speaking of molten lava, you know, there's a molten lava lake. There's a giant one, actually, on a moon that orbits Jupiter. The name of the moon is Io, as in I-O.
Okay.
And again, it's a moon that orbits Jupiter. And okay. It's a surprise to astrophysicists because, again, Jupiter is further away from the sun than we are. Again, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. So there's Mars that's a little bit further away from the sun than we are. Jupiter is not furthest. It's further away from the sun than we are, even further away from the sun than Mars is. So wait, it's not going to be that hot. Actually, astrophysicists actually using satellites and, space robots, everything like NASA sends out, being able to measure temperature, measure whatever's going on. Like, why is there so much heat coming off of this? Because there's literally lava. There are basically volcanoes constantly going off on this Io, on this moon. And there's a gigantic lake that is, just a moment, I'll tell you, I have the size of it here. But it is a massive lake. It's a lava lake that is, where did it go? I've got it here somewhere. Yes, it's a volcanic moon in the galaxy. First let me tell you this. Io, it gets down to minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 130 degrees Celsius, but has volcanoes spewing out materials from the planet's hot interior, which can reach temperatures of thousands of degrees Fahrenheit. Because again, it's lava.
Right.
It's littered with volcanoes. Now, this volcanic lake, this one that they saw on Io, and they were able to get some great close-ups of it. And using other data, they were able to spot a 200-kilometer-long, which is 127-mile-long, lava lake called Loki Patera. But there are these little islands scattered all throughout this lava lake that are embedded in this hot lava lake. And it's just fascinating to see this. And something that, this is NASA. The name of the exhibition that actually sent out to explore around Jupiter is called Juno. And they're saying that the spectacular reflection our instruments recorded of the lake suggests parts of Io's surface are as smooth as glass, reminiscent of volcanically created obsidian glass on Earth. Because literally it's a lava lake.
Oh.
Just how fascinating is that?
That is very fascinating. That is something.
Yeah.
Not lava cake.
No, lava not lava lake. Cake. Lava cake. You know, I've never been a fan of lava cake.
It's too much.
Really? I don't think it's too much. I just think it's blah. Like, oh, it's covered with, it's filled with molten chocolate. Like, yeah, this kind of just tastes like garbage to me.
Yeah, it's too much.
I like chocolate. I really like chocolate. This just tastes unimaginative. Oh, let me guess. It's a cake that has some chocolate fudge on the inside.
Mm.
Woo! But even being a fan of chocolate myself, I'm like, yeah, this just feels lazy. You didn't come up with anything more exciting?
Yeah.
How about a ganache? Or how about chocolate fondant on the outside with a really soft, fluffy chocolate inside?
Hey, anything works.
It can, but lava cake does not work for me.
Doesn't work for me.
No, that's okay. So we're not going to get lava cake.
No, I don't want it.
That's okay. And I don't want it either. So I think we're all right. We're not going to order it here.
Good. So. What else you got?
Well, I got this. This is good news, or at least potentially good news. It's a start of excellent news. The Arizona State House has passed a bill to repeal the 1864 Civil War era abortion law. Again, this is a law that was put into place in 1864 in Arizona, before Arizona was even a state. Literally, Arizona was just a territory at that point. It wasn't a state yet. But people, of course, white men, running things at that point in time, like, well, we're going to try to turn this place into a state. Let's have some rules we need to follow. And it's an anti-abortion law. But what it's really about, and my new GOP has gripped a hold of this, saying like, oh, we're going to do this to protect the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the original, this law, what it was, is it was saying that you could not... you would be found guilty, or you could not, you'd get arrested for this if you had like a blade or any type of weapon of some sort and put any type of chemical or medicinal property on the end of it. to tap somebody with it to try to get them, try to induce an abortion in them.
Right.
So it really wasn't anti-abortion. It was supposed to be just kind of trying to protect the men, trying to cover their own asses. Got somebody pregnant. Well, I'm going to make sure she's not pregnant now. Well, again, the GOP, what they have done, they've said this is about protecting the unborn. But, of course, just like standard things with this whole anti-abortion, pro-life bullshit, all of that stuff, too, it's all about control. Well, again, the state of Arizona, the House of Representatives there have said, yeah, we're going to overturn this.
What's up, Chris?
We're appealing this. Thanks for joining us, Chris Verone. Arizona reproductive rights organizers have successfully gathered enough signatures to put a measure on the ballot this November that would establish a constitutional right to abortion in the state, which is good news. Now, mind you, of course, the state representatives, like I said, in Arizona have repealed this. Now the state senators have to repeal it too, have to agree. And state senators and Democrats are saying, yes, we're going to do this. Just get it in front of us.
Yeah.
So it's another step forward.
All right.
Now, mind you, the Republicans are also plotting to put an anti-abortion measure on the ballot, too. The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee National Press Secretary Sam Paisley has said an unpopular and dangerous 15-week abortion ban still remains. So it's like, okay, this is better. This is going away. Now you have to get rid of the 15-week abortion ban.
Oh, it's like last night we watched that documentary from HBO Films,
The Janes. Yeah, The Janes.
That was so good.
It was good. It's hard to watch. As a woman, I'm angry, and I'd said this to Tim too. Like, we need to do this again.
No, we don't. I mean, we shouldn't have to.
We shouldn't have to, but as a people, we're lucky.
The women that were they were interviewing remind me of like the World War One guys to be like, didn't we fight the fucking Nazis?
Yeah.
What did I do that for? What did I lose all my friends for?
World War II guys.
What did I lose all my friends for?
Yeah. Lost your friends and everything, but Nazis are back. What is this?
What did I do that for?
Yeah.
These ladies must be saying the same thing.
It's true. What did they do that for?
I thought we can fix this.
Well, I appreciate even like, well, I was going to say World War II again, which World War II is when we fought the Nazis. But also too, in World War II, the men were being sent out to fight. So the women worked here. Women worked their asses off here, making up for the men not being here, and did great things. The country was still functioning excellently because women were running things, of course, as best as we could at that point in time, too. The Janes were doing as best as they could before in 1973, Roe versus Wade passed. Now, Roe versus Wade has been overturned. Now, as a woman, I know, of course, Tim and I, we live in New York, and I realize as a woman, how lucky I am to be living in New York, because we're still, and again, Governor Hochul and our government as a whole has been very, very open with like, we want to put, again, within New York State Constitution that we have a standard solidified legal right to abortion. That's the way it is. So, of course, our government here in New York State is working on this, but how many states that's not the case? So I'm like, I'd said to Tim, like, well, I don't, as a woman, I'm lucky here, but just leaving other women in other states out to dry, I don't feel right doing that. You know what I mean? Like, what can we do other than not voting in the assholes who are passing BS like that, saying like, oh, well, it's going to say before they're born, they're people. No, they're not.
No,
they're not people yet. Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whether what you want to say about it or not, it's woman's reproductive rights are her own business.
Mm-hmm. Let alone there's the whole thing with like the number of people, I appreciate this, Pete Buttigieg had gone around country doing speeches about this. Thanks for joining us, Chuck. Had gone around country actually doing different speeches and talking to a lot of times Republican locations who are just saying, oh, well, you want to kill children. And he's just saying, no, you don't. Do you understand that for the most part, a lot of the women having to get these abortions, they've already set up a nursery. They've already picked out names.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out for whatever reason that they're not going to be able to give birth to this fetus. First, it's an embryo, and then it turns into a fetus. They're not going to be able to do this for whatever reason. Like, it's the, there's no, it's not fetal personhood. What's growing inside of them is not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, it's not going to get lived. That's what it is. And now you're going to say that they have to carry it to term anyways.
So it'd be a stillborn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And then of course, her having to carry this to term, or this person having to carry this to term, may damage her inside so much that she can never get pregnant again.
Or kill her.
Exactly. That's called septic shock, which is wildly, wildly dangerous. It's a, literally, you have a dead thing inside of you that causes your body to start reacting to it. And your body starts, as fighting this, starts trying to kill itself. It's something, yeah, septic shock is, and I know this from EMT training, is wildly dangerous. So it's really something. So I'm happy to see, women, and for that matter, men, and just people of whatever gender expression actually actively trying to fight this.
Right. But that's my suggestion for the movie of the weekend.
The Janes.
Watch documentary. It.
The Janes.
HBO.
Yeah.
HBO documentary. The Janes.
So true.
It's a good documentary.
So good. Well done.
And my flying air car service,
oh,
Joby,
yeah,
signed a deal with Abu Dhabi.
All right.
Exclusive air service with them.
How about that?
So get on the Joby bandwagon, like I told you before, J-O-B-Y.
You've said that. And they, I was going to say, this is a second location in the Middle East that, all mm-hmm. right, Middle
and,
East is on board.
Ehang, too, E-H-A-N-G.
No, does so, Ehang have a...
They're in China. They just got the okay of going to production of their models.
So, East.
So. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, Panda.
Go get him.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, good things.
Good things ahead.
So.
We're watching, we're binging on
The Boys.
The Boys, too.
It's a great show.
It is. It's a fun show.
I agree. I mean, it has its moments. It's not so fun, but right. Well done.
Yeah.
Well acted, well written, well directed. They,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's an enjoyable show.
Yeah. It is. I think.
And I agree.
Hmm. So what else you got? Anything good?
Well, I got this. This is another space thing. It's not tech with this, but it's still space.
Okay.
So again, and this has your name all over it too. The European Space Agency Orbiter got images. It spots quote-unquote signs of spiders on Mars. These look like giant spiders.
Oh, thanks for liking the show, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks for liking it, Chuck. These look like giant spiders all over Mars. Now, what it actually is, they've gone into, again, European Space Agency, scientists are saying these are not actual spiders. They just look like it. But they're features, these images that look like spiders are features that are created in the ice as the Martian winter turns into the Martian spring. What ESA says is that these small dark features form when spring sunshine falls on layers of carbon dioxide deposited over the dark winter months. The sunlight causes carbon dioxide ice at the bottom of the layer to turn into gas, which subsequently builds up and breaks through slabs of overlain ice. The gas bursts free in Martian springtime, dragging dark material up to the surface as it goes and shattering layers of ice up to a meter thick. Now, it's saying like, you see these small dark spots. These are not small spots, not even remotely. These spots are between 45 meters, which is 150 feet, and 1 kilometer, which is 0.6 miles across.
Wow.
These look like spiders that look like they're more than half a mile across.
Oh my God.
That's insane. They're not spiders again, but they look like spiders. But yeah, it's saying that gas emerges, pushing dust and sand up as it goes. It creates these giant fountains that then fall back down to the planet. Now, as it settles, it creates these dark patches that are seen in the image. Now, why do they look like spiders? This is from a phenomenon called, phenomenon of seeing familiar patterns in objects called pareidolia. And this pareidolia is, and that's a that's a Carnival cruise ship that's getting ready to leave. It's pulling on the horn. If the mic can hear it, that whole two.
Yeah.
That's a cruise ship leaving. But yeah, this pareidolia says we spot patterns that could be a danger to us. This is evolutionarily speaking. Patterns could be a snake, a hungry bear, spiders, anything like that, as quickly as we possibly can to let us know that we may need to run as fast as possible. That's why we are often able to see faces and things that there are no faces in.
Okay. All right. Well, did you see this here about Trump's potential?
Oh, let me see.
Running mate.
Oh, great. Christy Nome. There's a gem. Said she shot dead a less than worthless dog. Disgusting goat. Of course. That's really not a surprise. I mean, considering this is their language.
But the dog is 14 months old.
Yeah. I don't care if the dog is 14 years old.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah. Shooting dead one of her dogs for being less than worthless. Similar to killing a goat she found disgusting. Again, this is not a surprise. It's really just not a surprise at all. She's a hateful person, but again, she's part of Team MAGA. They are a hateful people. I'm so sorry for the puppy that she killed. I'm so sorry for anybody who could have taken this little puppy in and raised it and loved it and given it the forever home that it would have been so happy with.
No.
But again, I'm not surprised because again, MAGA is a hate group. They actively advertise for killing anybody that's not a white man, that's not Christian. Oh yeah, because they're not for women. Well, white woman doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're not in support of us either. If you're not a white man, basically you're expendable. So what's a dog to them? Nothing. Just like women are nothing. And of course, if you're any other color than white, of course you're nothing as well too. If you're not a Christian, you don't matter either. I'm not surprised, but horrifying still.
It is interesting times we're living in.
That's a very light way of putting it. You know, it's something I know Tim and I have said this to each other before too. The best we can really do, I think with everybody, manage your own kingdom.
Yep.
Whatever you consider your kingdom is, manage it as best as possible. And by managing your own kingdom, you can help your surrounding neighbors, help
Take
them manage their own kingdoms too.
Kingdom, yep.
Exactly. And by that, we can help each other out.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Oh, sorry, Chris. There wasn't an update there. Let me see. Right. Yep. All right.
Yeah, try it again, Chris.
Okay.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for coming.
Are you curious?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Sad.
What's wrong, Chris? Why are you sad?
Can I tell you?
Yeah, you can. That's Warriors. Why I asked.
Well, there is a friend I like from this friend group.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot your name again. What's your name, Zoween?
Yep, that's right. Good memory, Chris.
And I said to my friend Akash, can you do this for me? Because Darius is not with it. And he said, yeah, I can do it. Because I'm not going to leave you as a friend. And I said, don't leave me. Because I will be fairly upset if I be stuck with Darius.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, I will do that for you. And he said, I will do that for you, and I will say to you when I'm free. But I will continue to do that because I know Darius is our source, and I know how he is.
Okay.
But I said to Akash something nice, that you are my favorite friend, and you support me a lot, so thank you.
Okay.
And then I get excited when I talk to him, and I said, you are my sweet teddy bear, I like.
So what makes you sad? What's the deal?
Yeah, why are you sad?
Because Darius is not with it. Like, a lot of the times I say to him, Darius, get into conversation, you're not with it. And you know, when I have a conversation with my, the friend I was talking to you about, he's more with it and in tune. Darius, no.
Because, you know, hey, Yancey, what's up, bud?
Thanks for joining us, Yancey.
Yeah, because, you know, I just found out that I thought you were sad because you found out that OJ's official cause of death was prostate cancer.
No.
No, that's not why you're sad?
That's not.
No.
Oh, okay.
See, but yeah.
It goes to show you what I know. I don't know too much.
But yeah, that's the point I'm sad because my friend is not with it. But yeah, I know that, like, he's not with it, but yeah, and when he doesn't answer, I say, Akash, can you talk to me, because Darius is not with it, and he will say, yeah, but, yeah. You know, but the second friend I was talking about, it's with it. You know? You know? Are you there? Are you there, Tommy?
Oh,
are you there?
There yeah. You are. Okay. Sorry about that.
I can hear you now, Chris.
But yeah, now why were you saying you're sad?
Yeah, because Darius is not with it, and I get, like, I'm sad that when I do talk to him, he's not with it, so I go and call my friend, my second friend, that, you know.
Well, sorry that Darius is not with it. Hoping mm-hmm. that he gets with it soon, Chris.
But, you know, my second friend I was talking about, he's nice and kind. And I said to him, I need that support now. And Darius cannot give it to me, but I need that support from you. Because if that goes away, I'm going to be sad. But I want to keep that support. I'm like, yeah, you will always have me.
Yeah. That's nice that you will always have his support. That's good. But hoping that Darius is able to come around for you again too, Chris.
Yeah, he did good yesterday. We talked until, 9:30 yesterday. Like, I was surprised. That's good, Darius. You're getting what I mean, because you didn't hang up and you stay on the phone. That's good.
That's good news, Chris. Happy to hear that. Hoping he does that again for you.
Oh, is this live radio?
What was that, Chris?
Is this live radio?
Yep, yeah. It's live.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, but I talk about them all the time.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right, Chris, we gotta go. We'll talk to you later, though, bro. Hang in there. We'll put you on mute. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right, so what else you got, honey?
Well, I got this. This is some good news. I saw this. It's from a few days ago. There's a woman named, just a second, I just had this up. I really did. I swear I just had this up. Yes. Okay. I didn't see, it didn't release her name, but she's a young woman who has been rescued 10 years after she was kidnapped by Boko Haram.
Wow.
You remember the whole big thing with Bring Back Our Girls, hashtag that one?
Yeah.
She was kidnapped on April 14th in 2014. They found her. She's 5 months pregnant. She's 5 months pregnant at the time of her rescue, and she claimed to be from the Pemi town of Chibok. So she's been found by the sounds of it, I didn't see anything more. Have you been reunited with your family you were kidnapped from? I don't know if she was, I don't know if she would have been brought back to the school she was kidnapped from. Either way, she's found, she's healthy, she's safe now, which is good news.
Good.
But didn't release her name. So if she happens to be listening, or if you know who she is, wishing her all the love in the world and wishing her all the wellness that she could possibly get.
Hang in there, bro.
It's so true.
Yeah. You see, Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams?
Yeah. He got drafted.
Oh, who's Caleb Williams going to play for?
Yeah. You don't remember who he was, right?
He's one. He passed something to his mom, didn't he?
He cried.
Or did he hug her and he cried? Was that?
Well, no, he choked because they lost the game like last year.
Oh, and he ran.
And he went up there. He ran up to her, like born like a baby.
That's what it was. He didn't toss a ball to her. That's what it was. He went to her and. And what?
And then we made fun of him the next day. Or the pastor did. The pastor came in, not me. It was the pastor. I think it wasn't Pastor Billy.
No, Pastor Bully, that's for sure. Not Pastor Billy, but Pastor Bully.
It was a Pastor Bully for sure.
But who's he been signed by?
Let me see. I don't know. I just remember. Oh, the Bears.
Get it, Caleb Williams.
But yeah, it looks like you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to. Yancey's team drafted Bo Nix.
Okay.
Congrats.
Right on. It'll be a good
not
season.
As good as Bo Jackson, but.
When did Bo Jackson play?
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Remember. Now, what does back in the day mean? Are we talking?
Back
10
in
years
the day
ago?
Means I don't remember, and I don't want to go on the internet and look.
That's okay.
Is my shoulder's killing me.
Poor thing. Yeah, Tim's shoulder's absolutely killing him. That's something. Again, the heavy lifting. It, yeah. Too much.
Yeah. Anyway, we all do heavy lifting.
I agree.
Yeah,
we do.
We were saying how he was a mama's boy, or the pastor was saying how he was a mama's boy.
Yeah.
I think he stuck up for him.
I did. I was gonna say I would stick up for him.
I think I stuck up for him.
There you go. Which is true. I know I would because I'm not a bully.
I suck up for him. I think the pastor was a little too much. He was.
Pastor was being a jerk. Pastor was being
he
a
was
jerk.
Saying
was being a bully.
He was calling him like Forrest Gump.
I remember that now. Exactly.
You know, you can't be running to your mama.
And I remember scolding him. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to go back and listen to that show again.
Maybe. We'll see. But Caleb Williams wishing you nothing but the best and an excellent season and better things ahead.
Yancey loves his mama. He's a mama's boy.
Yep, Yancey the governor says, I'm a mama's boy. I'm 40 and I love my mama. That's good. That's a good thing. Hooray for that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I love my mama too. And I know Tim and Timmy boy here loves his mama.
And I love Tulin's mama too.
That's right. And I love Tim's mama too.
So
we have good mamas.
A lot of love going around.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yes. Anyway, what do you want to wrap up this episode? What do you think?
I think we'll be back tomorrow.
I think so. Now, it's going to be a little later. It's going to be probably maybe 6 p.m. tomorrow instead because
okay.
I have to work tomorrow.
Okay.
6 or 7 p.m. It's going
to
have to be one
good
or the
to
other.
Me.
But we'll be back, everybody.
Yes.
And Eastern Standard Time, that is.
Yes. Thanks for showing up, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.